It can be maddening. You look and look, you just don't see it. Later, you pass your work along, and you see all the things you hadn't seen the first time round. What's going on? You've experienced the trick of perception. In our clinic, when trying to explain the phenomenon to children, we often use the analogy of optical illusions. When you see something that's not there, or you miss something, that later you can't believe you couldn't see at the start. These tricks of perception are what add to the time needed for many dyslexic students on classroom and standardized exams. It accounts for why some teachers may be flabbergasted by the students' need for extended time when they seem so quick with problem solving or other types of intellectual activity. It's because problem solving by insight and analysis might be quite quick, but these perceptual slips happen more commonly and need to be reread and checked on a second go-round. Some have speculated that difficulty achieving word-by-word accuracy may ultimately result in stronger meaning and inference, but even if that's the case, the trade-off is trouble with misreading and errors on submitted work. Recently, researchers had made progress understanding why this happens in central visual pathways. Importantly, the researchers did not rely on reading text for their experimental tasks. Instead, experimental subjects were searching for letters, numbers, and symbols in a sequence of 5 of these elements in a row. Their findings also provide evidence that dyslexia is not at its core synonymous with a reading disability, or that interventions relying on phonological remediation alone would not be expected to be sufficient. We'll discuss the issue of proofreading in our next premium issue, but until then, here are quick tips for catching mistakes. 1. Ask for accommodation, if necessary, and take extra time. 2. If possible, increase the character spacing and font size if it makes your work easier to read. 3. Reread, circle, highlight, and underline key words. 4. Have a roommate, friend, writing center tutor, or text-to-speech read your papers back to you so you can find out whether you need to fill in gaps, correct expressions, or reword. 5. Use a smart spell or grammar checker that can find out homonyms or incorrectly used words.